Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Digging Up Dirt, written by Pamela Hart and read by Freya Stafford. Hello, miss. It was Boris, my carpenter, and he sounded worried. Miss, I found something. Something? What? Where? I dug the hole for the post. I found... His voice dropped. A body. What? A body, miss. What kind of body? I was thinking for some reason of an old car body, a Valiant or a Ford or something, and wondering how they got it in the door. You know, bones. Skellington. A skeleton? I almost dropped the phone. And I'm ashamed to admit, but my first thought was, this is going to completely stuff up my renovations. The day had started like almost every day did, with me at my little house talking to a tradie about their day's work on my renovations. All I wanted to do was get agreement on the task for the day and head off to my own work. But no. They're all so far away, miss. My carpenter was telling me the story of his life, of course. Boris was bemoaning the fact that all his family were thousands of kilometres away in Croatia and he missed them so much. And there was this girl. I nodded and smiled sympathetically, but in the meantime, I had a chipboard floor that needed to be pulled up before the electricians could come in and rewire. Why not tell him to get back to business, you ask? It just doesn't work that way. Trust me, I've been through this before. Boris is short and stocky, but his face has the long lines and the deep, sad eyes of a hound dog. And he was never sadder than when he was talking about his family. With other people, he has a reputation for never saying more than two words at a time. With me, he rambles. Don't ask me why it happens. Maybe it's my face. Maybe my background in interviewing makes me put on an interested look automatically. Me, I think that character is destiny, and my fate is to go through life having people tell me their problems, their sorrows, their disappointments, and sometimes their triumphs. And I admit, it is interesting. People always are, if you listen long enough. So maybe I get permanent residency, Boris concluded hopefully. I patted him on the shoulder. I'm sure you will. I shifted my gaze to the floor. The plasterers had finished, thank God, which meant the chipboard, already a bit damp and mouldy, was now festooned with drying lumps of plaster. Next to my beautiful clean walls, it looked even more disgusting than it had before.